to order. And I mean order.
Oh, musical chairs, man.
Not like usual, huh?
And I mean order. Colleagues, thank you for your indulgence, which I'm going to make sure that I use the word indulgence every committee meeting.
All three of my chairs are in the room now, so I really have to be patient.
Colleagues, today we are dealing with monumental, groundbreaking legislation. And with that, I would like my committee administrator to read this information.
Mr. Chair and Committee, HJR 27 commemorates the 100th anniversary of Klamath Falls.
I'm opposed.
Known as Lincolnville.
Thank you, colleagues. At this time, I will open a public work or a public hearing on HJR 27, calling forward the good representative from the aforementioned city.
Hopefully the good rep won't take this video back with him.
Follow up?
You will still be welcome in Klamath, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. I'm State Representative Bill Garrard from District 56, which is Klamath Falls in southern Klamath County. Klamath County was established on October 17, 1882. It was created from the western part of Lake County. Few people know that Klamath was originally part of Lake County. We're located in south central Oregon. County is bounded on the south by California, on the east by Lake County, and on the north by Deschutes County, and on the west by Jackson and Douglas County. The county is Oregon's fourth largest, and it has 6,135 square miles in it. When the Legislative Assembly created Klamath County in 1882, it designated Lincolnville as the county seat. Klamath was first settled as Lincolnville, as a small community located on the Link River, which at that time was recognized as the shortest river in the world. However, a river in Africa was found that was shorter, so we've lost that distinction. But that river linked Upper Klamath Lake with Lower Klamath Lake, and the settlers settled right there on that river. However, in 1893, they changed the name to Klamath Falls after one of the local Indian tribes, and the fact that at that time Pacific Corps, then COPCO, California-Oregon Electrical, had built a dam which created a falls on the short Link River. Unfortunately, the falls disappeared somewhere around 1921, and there have been several attempts to resurrect the falls, but it has not occurred other than at a Chamber of Commerce small display just inside the city limits. Klamath received its official charter from the state of Oregon in July of 1905. I came to Klamath Falls in 1961 as a member of the United States Air Force at Kingsley Field, and I have lived most of my adult life, 44 years, in Klamath. It is a community which has, over the years, sustained so much adversity, but has always come back. I am proud to represent the people of Klamath. I'm proud to be here before you today with this bill, which enables our Legislative Assembly to also say to Klamath Falls, happy birthday, you made it for 100 years. And there were a lot of times when Klamath didn't know it was going to make it 100 years or not. Believe it or not, in 1942, Klamath Falls was the third largest city in the state of Oregon and was expected, because of the rail line coming through Klamath Falls, was expected to be the metropolitan area of southern Oregon. Unfortunately for Klamath, in the 1950s, they decided to put I-5 through Medford, and that in essence killed Klamath economically as far as being on the main bypass, the north-south bypass through the state. This is the kind of bill that every legislator loves to have because it's honoring the people that he serves. And I can tell you quite honestly that it is the people of Klamath that is the reason why I'm in my third term representing them. They are great people. And I ask you to give your endorsement and pass this resolution. Happy to answer any questions, unless they're of an Indian origin, which I may be a little shaky on as far as history is concerned.
Representative, thank you for bringing this bill forward. I think it's a good bill. I think it's an honorable bill, and I think the people of Klamath have made just as honorable decision in sending you to the legislature, if I might say so myself. Colleagues, are there any questions? Seeing that, I will close the public hearing on H.J.R. 27 and open a work session on H.J.R. 27.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I would move H.J.R. 27 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative March moves H.J.R. 27 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any other comments, questions, or discussion? Seeing none, Annetta, please call the roll.
Votes aye.
Aye.
It's great. Great pleasure. I vote.
Aye, and happy birthday.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. H.J.R. 27, having received the number of aye votes needed, declared passed.
Mr. Chair, the people of Klamath Falls thank you and this committee.
You are welcome, Representative, and thank you for being here.
Carrier?
Representative Gerard will carry the bill. Representative, will you, one final question. Will you be, when we discuss the state fossil, will you be putting yourself up for nomination?
I am one of those nominees, Mr. Chair. However, I may relinquish that to Representative Jensen.
Excuse me.
Brutal.
Pardon me, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative March.
Perhaps it would be more appropriate to ask Representative Gerard to carry this bill on the floor. I know the good Representative Greenlick could probably do a fine job, but Klamath Falls is well served by Representative Gerard.
Well, I would agree with you, which is why I've asked him to carry.
Okay, I didn't hear. I thought you said Greenlick.
Well, it's hard to understand.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps we could put Representative March up on that fossil list.
Saying nothing else for the good of the order. Committee's adjourned. Happy Easter to everybody.
Steve, maybe you need to get one of those.